Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Siman Reish Samech Gimel. We are on page Lamed Hey, which is the page following 68. Siman Reish Samech Gimel is Mi Vami Hamadlikim. Who are the ones who light? V'im Tov B'yom HaMa'unon, and if they made a mistake on a cloudy day and they lit too early. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Yehi Zoyer Lasos Ner Yofa. One should be careful to make a nice ner. V'yesh Mechavnim Lasos Shtei Psilos. And some are Mechavim to make two wicks. Echad Keneged Zohar, V'echad Keneged Shomer. One is Keneged the Zohar of Shabbos, and one is Keneged the Shomer. When it says to make two wicks, that's talking about the Neros in the olden days, which was really a cup of oil, and they put two wicks in, that was like two candles. The Rama says, "V'yicholin lahosef ulahadlik shlosha o arba neiros v'chein nohagu." You are able to add on and light three or four candles, and that is the minog. Ha'isha sheshachecha pam achas lahadlik. A woman who forgot one time to light, madlekes kol yomei shlosha neiros. So if she would normally light two candles and she forgets one time to light, she now has to light three candles. Because you are allowed to add on to the number of something that's mechuvan towards a certain thing, like over here, zocha v'shomer, you could add on to that, as long as you don't subtract. So therefore, the two cases of the Rama, Stam, some women are knowing to light three or four candles, and also the halacha, if one forgets to light, they have to light more, all that is not a problem. It could still be connected zocha v'shomer, because you are allowed to add when it's corresponding to something you just can't take away. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph, Yehi Zohir Lasos Ner Yofeh. Hine Iker Hadlokas Haner Hu Chova Mishum Mitzvahs Oneg Shabbos. The lighting of Shabbos candles is a chiyuv because of Oneg Shabbos. Umachmas Hidur Mitzvah Yira Lasos Yofeh. And Hidur Mitzvah tells us that you should see to where that should be a nice candle. V'ayin L'kamon Simen Reis Samech Dalet Sivov. So I'd like to point out two notes over here. Note number one. This whole idea that the Hidur Mitzvah is that you should light a Ner Yofeh, that is in the place where you're eating the Iker Hadlaka. Shaleya Mavarachin, that's where we make the bracha on the Hadlaka. But the other candles that are lit in the house, just so a person doesn't trip, they don't have to be done Yofeh. So the Iker Mitzvah, which is done in the Makom of Achila, that's where there's an inyan of Hidur Mitzvah to do it Yofeh. Then the Mishnah Berurah told us to look what we're going to write in Siman Reis Samech Dalet Sivav. So note number two, Shom Kosev HaShulchan Aruch Shemitzvah and Amukher Lahadlik B'Shem and Zayas. There the Mechaber says that the best way to do the Mitzvah is to light olive oil. Ubetam Adavar Kosev Mishnah Berurah Shom, the Mishnah Berurah explains over there, Sha'oro Shel Shemen Zen Nimshach Acharei Apsila. That olive oil flows nicely after the wick. Umavur Shehidr Mitzvah Zeh Hubish Alheveh Shetia Yofeh. And this Hidr Mitzvah would be in the fact that it's a nice flame when it's used with olive oil. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Kotam Beis, Yofeh. We said one should make a Ner Yofeh. The Isa B'Shas, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, the Zocha Avur Zeh Lebonim Talmidei Chachamim, that one who is careful about the Neiros and makes a Ner Yofeh, he'll be Zocha because of that to have sons that are Talmidei Chachamim. The Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, Ki Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. Al Yidei Ner Mitzvah the Shabbos Ba Or the Torah. Through the Mitzvah of Ner Shabbos, so you get the Or of Torah. Therefore, it is fitting for a woman to daven after she finishes lighting and the bracha. That she should have male children that light up the world with Torah. Like we mentioned before, the Iker Hadlaka isn't a place we are eating. But one should be careful to get lights in all the rooms in which he's going to go into on Shabbos. Al kapanim ner echad, at least one candle in each place. Af she'enu ochel sham, even if he's not going to eat there, kedei shelo yikoshel be'etz ube'evin, so that he should not stumble over a piece of wood or a stone. Miu habracha tevarech al haner shebemekom achila. However, the bracha should be made on the lighting that is done in the place that you eat. Now, if you look at note number three, he points out, Aval B'Yontov, when it comes to Yontov, Rishon Mazaman Arba says, She'ein chova lahadlik neiros b'chalach hadorim. This is an inyan of Shabbos. But Yontav, you don't have to light in all the different rooms. Mishum she'efshir l'kach asas haner u'latal t'lo b'makom l'makom. On Yontav, you're allowed to walk around with a ner, and therefore you don't have to light in all the rooms. Just take the ner that you lit by the makom achila and carry it everywhere else so you can see. But on Shabbos, as we know, you cannot carry the ner, and therefore there is an inyan to light in all the rooms that you're going into on Shabbos. Sifkotan gimel lasos. We said in the Mechaber, Yesh Mechavnin Laso Shtei Psilos, says the Mishabura, V'im Ma'osa Mitzum Tzomin, if a person is very exacting in the amount of money he has, Nira it appears, She'tov Yoser She'yikne Echad Yofe V'lo Shnayim Gruim. Better to have one nice Choshev candle than have two candles that are lower grade. Sevkotan Dalet Shtei Psilos, two wicks, like we explained, Hainu Kishu Doleg Shemen Baner. This is talking about where you have a ner, a cup with oil in it, so you put in two different wicks. V'im had Lokasahu Beneros, but if you light Neros like we do, Ose Shtei Neros, so then we said you light two candles. Umutr Lahadlik Miner Laner, you are allowed to light from candle to candle by the Shabbos candles. Bein im madlik shnayim oyoser, whether you're lighting two candles or more, you're allowed to light from candle to candle. Ve'ein bazem mishum bizui mitzvah, that is not considered a disgrace to the mitzvah, to use one ner mitzvah to light another ner mitzvah. De kulon shel mitzvahim, they're all candles of mitzvah. Avo, oser lahadlik kesam oner shel chol miner shel Shabbos. But what you can't do is to light a little wood chip or a weekday candle from the ner shel Shabbos. Mishun bizui mitzvah. That is a bizui mitzvah. V'nogu lahachmir baze, the minigas v'imachmir, afilu im kavanoso kedei lahadlik bo ner acher shel Shabbos. Even if you want to take a match and light from one Shabbos candle to then use the match light from another one, the minigas to refrain and we don't use the Shabbos candle to light even the thing that's going to use to light the other candle. You can light directly from candle to candle, but don't use any intermediary. Ayin bebir alocha. Now, if you look at note number 70, points out, uleinyan lekichas eish miner shel yom tov kedei lahadlik eish lebishul. This is discussing on Shabbos where you shouldn't take from the candles of Shabbos for anything else. What about on Yontif? If you want to take the ner of the Yontif candles and use it to light a fire for Bishul, so Re'ema Shekasanu L'Kamon in Hilchas Yontif. And there it says that it is mutter, because the ner of Yontif is really there for all the tzarcha Yontif. And since you're a lot of cooks, so you could take the candles from the neros of Yontif to go ahead and light your oven for cooking on Yontif. Sivkotan Hey, the Mishabura says that the two candles are one keneged zachar, one keneged shamur. V'yeshem mechavnim lasos ner shel shavim mishnei neros kluim biachad. Some use a havdalah candle. They use a wax candle from two neros braided together. Zecher l'masha amru chazal, to commemorate that which chazal say, the zachar v'shamur b'dibur echad nemru. That zachar and shamur were miraculously said by HaKadosh Baruch Hu together at the same time, so they weave together the two candles that represent zachar v'shamur. U'minag hagunhu, this is a proper minhag. Aval osan hanoshim shemidabkin osan b'shas adlocha smuchim zelazeh. But those who don't braid them together into one nice candle, but rather they put two candles very close to each other and they attach them at the time of adlaka, shaloka din osin, they are doing the wrong thing. Kilavasof mischamimos zomizo, as we know from the little kids' candles on Hanukkah, when the two candles are very close together, they heat each other up. Vinotef ashava ideze, and the wax starts dripping down very fast because of the heat of the other candle. V'gam nichpalos benoflos, also they bend over and they fall. Oser lahadlik nero shel Shabbos mishava haba mibeis tiflosan shel enam Yehudim. You're not allowed to light your ner Shabbos from wax that was brought from houses of Avodah Zarah of the Goyim. Afilu b'ofen shemutter lahedyot. Even in a scenario where those wax candles are mutter for a regular person, kigon shebitlo ha'enu Yehudi, where the guy was mevatalit from a shem of a rezara, so a private Yisrael is allowed to use it for his own uses. Afilu hachi aser lemitzvah mishum demos. But to use that candle from a base of a rezara, even if it was nisbatel, to use that for a candle of a mitzvah, that is considered mius. The I am the Prima Gadam Shekosav. Look at the Prima Gadam who writes, the im ein lo ner acher ki im ze de shari. If this is all you have, it's mutter. Umikomakon lo yivarach al ze, but do not make a bracha on such a candle. The I am la'el simi kufnun dalit, sif yud aleph ubamesh shekasad nusham. Sivkotan vav, the Ramah said that you're allowed to add on The minhag is to light two candles, k'neged zachar v'shomer. If you want to add on, the Ramah said to light three or four, that is allowed, and that is the minhag. The Mishnah Berura says, v'yesh nohogim lahadlik shiva neros. There are those who are knowing to light seven candles every Shabbos, k'neged shivas yimei ha-shavua, corresponding to the 7 days of the week. V'yesh asara, some are knowing to light 10, k'neged aseres adibros, corresponding to the aseres adibros, v'ein tzrichin lios kulon al-shulchan, they don't all need to be on the table. Note number 11, very interesting note. We are across on page 70. V'im chalukim ha-baal v'ha-isha b'minhageyem b'inyan misvar aneros. Let's say a couple gets married, and the husband comes from a house where they have a minhag to light a certain amount of candles, and the wife comes from a house that they light a different number of candles. So Rav Ozner writes in the Shevet HaLevi, Sha'af al-pi she'ein ha'isha yicholu l'chayves ha'ba'al l'hotzi mamon al-neros nosavos k'fi minhaga. If the woman's minhag is to light more candles, she can't force her husband to spend more money to light like her minhag is. Mikomokom ein ha'ba'al yochol limnoa mimeno l'hadir b'neros nosav mikaspa. But the husband can't stop her from following her minhag if she pays for it. V'hosavin he adds on, Shekevan sheneros ha'shabbos nitkinu l'shalom bayis. Since the Maisa, as we know, that neros Shabbos are there for shalom bayis, ro'i she'aniach ha'ba'al l'ishto lino g'fi minhaga af mimomon shalom. Don't be a stickler. Let your wife light as many candles as she is normally knowing, and you should pay for it. After all, the candles are for shalom bayis. Sha'av zeh b'chlal ha'shalom. That's also included in the shalom. Ubitam minog ha'olam lahosif ner kolpam shenolad yelad chadash. Many people have the minog that with each child that's born they add a candle. So the explanation of that minog writes the Likutei Maharich. Shekevan sha'amarbe b'neiro zoche l'bonim tamidei chachamim. Since one who lights a lot of candles, he's zoche to bonim tamidei chachamim, like the Gemara Shabbos said. L'kach mosifim ner, therefore the minog is for many people to add a candle for each child that's born, kedei sheyisku abonim lios tamidei chachamim, so the children should be tamidei chachamim. So you already see two different pshatim in terms of the hazoyah b'ner having abonim tamidei chachamim. Before we saw that it's an inyan of a ner yafa, that it should be nice. Maybe it should be made of olive oil. Here we see it goes by the number of neros that you light. So there's all different discussions of what exactly that means. That one's careful about the ner, it'll get the slus that his tamid, this children will be tamidei chachamim. Sifkat and Zion, shlosha neros. We said a woman who forgets to light has to add a candle and light three. Mayri b'shehoisa regila b'shnayim. We're talking about a woman who normally lights two, so she forgot one Shabbos, so now she has to light three. V'imhoisa regila mitchila b'shlosha. If her minhag from the beginning was three, tzricha lahalik koya meha arba'a. Now she has to light every Shabbos four. V'im shachacha kama pa'amim. And if she forgot various times, tzricha lahosef b'chol pam od ner echad yoser. Each time she has to add a candle. They are called mishum knas, and all this is because of a fine. Kedei shetahei zehira bechvod Shabbos, so she should be careful about kavod Shabbos. The alkein, and therefore imnensa velo hidlika. If it was an ones, and that's why she didn't light. Kegon shahisa bebeis haasurim the kayose bazeh. She was in jail or something similar. She wasn't able to light. Since the whole reason you have to add is a knas that you forgot to light, but if you weren't able to light, ainat tzricha lohos. If you do not need to add candles. Kosav ha'yirabba, the bi'isha aniya yesh l'hakel b'sheshachacha. If a woman is poor, we can be lenient on her if she forgot. Shetosev kol yomea ma'at shemen baner. That she doesn't have to add a whole new candle, she can just put a little more oil in the candles. V'imhimad lekes neros, and if she lights wax candles, tadlik tamid ner echad ma'at yoser aruch mibatchila, she should make at least one of the candles a little bit longer. She has access to longer candles, make one of the candles longer, but you're adding something as a knas for forgetting to light. One more Mishnah Berurah, then we'll see a note and a bir halacha. Dovra mechuvan, we said the reason why you're allowed to add from the two to three or four, or if one forgot to light, you could add candles, is because when something is mechuvan towards something else, rotzalomar sheshtei nerosu mechuvan keneged zachar v'shomer v'kanal, that since the two is keneged zachar v'shomer, even so, you are allowed to add candles to that number, you just can't take away. If you look at note number 13, we're going to read the second paragraph. V'ish shechayev lahadlik es aner. A man who is in a situation that he's chayav to light candles, v'shachach lasos kain, and a man forgets to light, Rav Ozner writes, she'enu chayav lahadlik ner nosaf, he does not need to add a candle. Shalom nemar knas ze ela beisha. This knas was only given to the nashim. Mishum shalea mutela tzarchei abayis. On the woman, it is placed upon her the needs of the house to take care of them. And therefore, she has a greater responsibility to remember to light, and she has a knas, the man does have a knas, v'chein das agonu chayin kineski. Ule'inyan isha sheshokhocho lehadik ner shel yomtov v'rei ma shekasadnu l'kamon. What about if a woman forgot to light on yomtov? Is there a knas over there? So there the Mishavur writes that there is no knas, she's pater, because he says they did not place a knas on yomtov, because it's very uncommon to forget to light candles on yomtov, because you're not bound by a very exact time. On Shabbos, you have to light before Shkia. On Yom Tov, we know you can even light the candles afterwards, so long the Suda is still going on. So therefore, they never instituted a Knas. Interesting, small Bir Halacha on page 70, second line. So he said, if a woman forgot one time to light, she has to add a candle. I am the Prima Gadim. Dehu Adinim lo shachacha lagamri. Here's the Chumra of the Prima Gadim. The same din is true if she didn't forget totally. Rak shechisra ner echa mimasha isa regila mitchila. She just missed a candle. She left out one of the candles that she normally lights. You also have a knas. But says the Chavetz Chaim, v'lo nehira, that doesn't make any sense. To kozo rak minog, the whole thing of adding candles, that's all a minog. V'havu lolosif alei. We're not going to add on. The minog is that you add more candles, we're not going to use that as a knas for you if you lit your ikir mitzvah and you missed out on the hiddur. Now, note number 18 writes, interesting shiloh, bizmanenu, nowadays, isha sheshachacho lahadlik es neros ha-shabbos. A woman forgot to light candles. Ve'ora chashmal hoyadolik. But she had electric lights. The lights were on in the house. So the Shevet Halevi writes, Rav Ozner writes, shechoshev hadover kishichacha gemura. That's considered forgetting. That doesn't help you. Why? Sharei afke shedolik ha-chashmal chovel lahadlik es aner. Because even when the electric lights are on, there's still a chiyuv to light candles. Shem lo kein eich mevarechas adlokas aner b'shoa shituura chashmal. Because if not, how are women making a bracha on candle lighting when there are electric lights on in the room? So you see, even though there are electric lights, there still is a mitzvah to light near Shabbos. Lufichach nechshav hadover kevito mitzvah. Therefore, if she forgot, it's considered that she was mevatel the mitzvah. V'tzricha lohosif ner me'oso hayom v'halon. She must add a candle. However, but if the lights in the house were turned off and turned on special for Shabbos, so there of Nissan Karel it says, she'ein hi b'chal knas, and it wouldn't need to be knas, because l'maisa, they did put on the electric lights, the covered Shabbos, and that would be counted as the candle lighting. And the last point of the notes he writes, v'im shokhachol l'habik es aner, aval hif'ila shona Shabbos, she'yadlik es t'uras ha'chashmah l'achar mikan the covered Shabbos. If the case was she forgot to light the candles, but for some reason she remembered to set the Shabbos clock for the lights to go on, and they went on later, so there Rabbi Yashiv says, she'ein l'kom, so you don't have to fine her. Kevon she'echina es kiyum mitzvah sadlokas aner l'maisa, she did set up the lighting of the candles, the electric light, that would be good enough, there would not be a knas. We will stop here and continue Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow with Sibbez.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.